It's Easter Monday, April 18th, A.D. 2022. Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6 says, "The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A congregation of 100 Christians celebrating a Maundy-Thursday service in India's Uttar Pradesh's district were threatened by a radical Hindu mob who surrounded the church and subsequently locked the doors, reports International Christian Concern. The Hindu mob's leader, Himanshu Dikshit, complained to the sympathetic police that the church was working to convert Hindus to the Christian faith. While most of the congregation has been freed from the locked church, 36 remain in jail on forced conversion charges, while the wider Christian community works to raise their bail. One of the Christians in the congregation said, quote, "This is a perfect portrayal of Jesus' suffering 2,000 years ago. We know Jesus endured, and we will," end quote. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." John 15, verse 18. On Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN's Jake Tapper that, quote, "all of the countries of the world," end quote, should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Vladimir Putin could use tactical nuclear weapons in his war on Ukraine. Listen.
"The director of the CIA warned that he's worried Putin might use a tactical nuclear weapon in this fight. Are you worried?"
"And not only me. I think all of the world, all the countries have to be worried, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be truth. When they begin to speak about nuclear weapons or chemical weapons, they could do it. For them, life of the people is nothing. That's why we should think, not be afraid, be ready. But that is not the question, and not only for the Ukraine, for all the world. I think so."
U.S. officials have warned about the possibility that Russian President Vladimir Putin, if backed into a corner, could turn to the use of tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine, reports Radio Free Europe. Last Thursday, in a question-and-answer session following a speech at Georgia Tech University, CIA Director Bill Burns said this.
"Given the potential desperation of President Putin and the Russian leadership, given the setbacks that they've faced so far militarily, none of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons. While we've seen some rhetorical posturing on the part of the Kremlin about moving to higher nuclear alert levels, so far we haven't seen a lot of practical evidence of the kind of deployments or military dispositions that would reinforce that concern. But we watch for that very intently. It's one of our most important responsibilities at CIA."
Last Thursday, Florida's pro-life Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into a law a bill prohibiting abortions in the Sunshine State after 15 weeks gestation.
"We are here today to protect life. We are here today to defend those who can't defend themselves. And in just a minute, I will be signing House Bill 5, which protects the rights of unborn children starting at 15 weeks. This is a time where these babies have beating hearts. They can move, they can taste, they can see, they can feel pain, they can suck their thumbs, and they have brain waves. And so this will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in this state in a generation."
Expected to save thousands of Floridian babies every year, House Bill 5, or the Mortality Reduction Act, is slated to take effect July 1st, 2022. And finally, when Michael W. Smith, the 64-year-old Grammy Award-winning artist, was first made aware of the devastation occurring in Ukraine, he was horrified, reports the Christian Post.
"I just can't comprehend how somebody can just go in and you just start killing people. You see the pictures and you know what's going on, and it just moves me. A lot of times I don't know what to say. I end up crying. And the best thing I do is put my fingers on a piano. It kind of fell out of the sky. It's really different than anything I think I've ever written. Inspired by John Williams, probably Schindler's List a little bit. I don't think I've ever written a melody that haunting has a little hope in it.
The result was Cry for Hope, a new instrumental single recorded with the Nashville Recording Orchestra. Listen. Through a Ukrainian contact, Smith's new song is being shared with the Ukrainian soldiers, who have even created a video with the melody.
I'm finding out that the troops on the ground in Ukraine have heard the song, and it's starting to make its way around that country. Music's a healer. It always has been. And I'm just praying that this song will give these people some hope. They'll be able to come back stronger than ever, and that this war will end.
Part of the proceeds from the song will fund Samaritan's Purse, which is operating a field hospital for the injured and providing food for the Ukrainian refugees. Matthew 9, verse 36 says, "Seeing the people, Jesus felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Easter Monday, April 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.